New York City, May 7, 1931. The Great Siege. Crime in the Prohibition era, which extended into the early 1930s, is often seen as revolving around gangsters, taking rivals for a ride and the introduction of the Chicago piano, i.e. the Thompson submachine gun. However, there was more to crime than just mobsters. As in the musical Chicago, ordinary people also took up the gun and became temporary sensations under such names as the Bobbed Hair Bandit or Two-Gun Crowley. Francis Crowley of the Bronx was an 18-year-old punk, short and slim, who, along with his running mate, Rudolph Fats Duringer, carried out a spectacular crime spree in the New York area in 1931. It began in February when Crowley shot two men at an American Legion dance. The next month, he wounded a New York Police Department, NYPD detective, who attempted to arrest him. In April, Crowley and Duringer were riding in a car with the latter's girlfriend. When she resisted his advances, he shot and killed her. The hunt for the two fugitives was led by Bronx Borough detectives under Inspector Henry Bruckman. The NYPD had been in existence since the middle of the 19th century, when the Bronx was sparsely populated, and much of it was patrolled by mounted policemen. For a cop in Manhattan to be transferred up to the Bronx was a form of punishment. Rookies often concealed the fact that they could ride a horse because they did not want to be sent to the boondocks.